ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति अनैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। एकदा रथम आरूढ़ विजयो वानर ध्वजम गांडीव धनुर अदाय तूण चक्ष सायक। एकदा रथम आरूढ़ विजयो वानर ध्वजम गांडीव धनुरादाय तूणौ चाक्षे सायकौ। एकदा रथम आरूढ्य विजयो वानर ध्वजम् गांडीव धनुरादाय तूणौ चाक्षे सायको। भारतम आरुल्य जो वानराजम भारतम आरुल्य जो वानराजम सुनो शख्स सहायक। माता जी एकदा रथम आरूढ़ विजय वानर ध्वजम थर्टीन एंड फोर्टीन वर्सेज आर टूगेदर सो आई एम नरेटिंग द फोर्टींथ वर्स। साकं कृष्णेन सन्नद्धो विरहत्वं विपिन्न महत् बहुव्याल मृगाणीन प्रतिशत तत्परीयः। वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। एकदा वंस रथम हिज चैरियट आउरी है माउंटिंग विजया अर्जुन वानरा द मंकी हनुमान ध्वजम ऑन हुज फ्लैग गांडीवम नेम गांडीव धनुष हिज बो आद्या टेकिंग अप तनुआ हिज टू क्वीर्स चै एंड अक्षय इनएग्जॉस्टिबल सायकौ हूज एरोज साकम टुगेदर कृष्णेना विद द लॉर्ड कृष्णा सन्निध्य वियरिंग आर्मर विहार तुम टू स्पोर्ट विपिनम ए फॉरेस्ट महत लार्ज बाहु विद मैनी व्याले मृगा beast of prey. Akirnam filled. Pravisat entered. Para, enemy. Veer of heroes. Ha, the killer. Once translation and purported by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Once Arjun, the slayer of powerful enemies, donned his armor, mounted his chariot flying the flag of Hanuman, took up his bow and his two inexhaustible quivers, and went to sport with Lord Krishna in a large forest filled with fierce animals. Purport. This incident must have taken place after the burning of Khandava forest. Arjun was now using the Gandiva bow and other weapons he has acquired during that incident. Om Ajnan Timurandhasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Militen Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Name Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhukta Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadkamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasche Kripa Sindhu Bevache Patita Nam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Name Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakt Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading today from Canto 10, Chapter 58, Verses 13 and 14 of Srimad Bhagavatam, titled Krishna Marries Five Princes. First of all, I wish to take blessings of all the Vaishnavas present to empower me to speak. This chapter starts with the Pandavas returning to Hastinapur after they have completed their exile incognito. And when Krishna knew about it, Krishna from Dwarka along with Satyaki and other Yadavs came to Hastinapur. And when Pandavas saw Krishna, they immediately stood up to receive him, very joyful. So here, Krishna, as we all know, is the cousin of Pandavas. He is playing, although he is a Lord, Supreme Person, he is playing the role of a common person. So he is reciprocating with all the Pandavas according to the relationship. So he bowed down to Yudhishthir and Bhima because they were elder brothers. He very firmly embraced Arjun, his peer, and he accepted obeisances from Nakul and Sahadev, who were younger to him. So afterwards he went to Kunti Maharani, who is his aunt, and paid obeisances to her. And in return, Kunti Devi, with great affection, tears flowing from her eyes, embraced Krishna. So here we find Krishna, whatever he does, has some purpose. He is, through his behavior and etiquette, is establishing the principles which everybody has to, should follow, for all mankind to follow. How one should react or behave with his elders, youngers, and equals. So, I want to narrate one incident in this regard, which recently happened with me. There is one devotee here, I think his name is Sundar Nitai Prabhu, tall fellow. For many, many years he has been, whenever he sees me, he greets me with great love and affection, and I also reciprocate with him. This is the only relationship we have, only greeting each other. We don't have much. So, on the last day of India Rising Festival, I had gone there to see what is this festival, and he met me there. And he stopped me and said, Prabhuji, I am seeing you for the last 16 years. Maine aap mein dekha ki kuch badlav nahi aaya hai. You are the same. To maine bola ki, Prabhuji, mera to isme kuch nahi hai, Prabhu ki kripa hai. To bola, प्रभु जी ऐसा है, प्रभु की कृपा तो सब पर है, पर आप पर किसी की विशेष कृपा है, और वो कृपा है आपके माता पिता की. दिस वॉज हिज रियलाइजेशन. दिस मेड मी थिंक अबाउट माई अर्ली डेज. आई यूज टू गेट अप इन द मॉर्निंग, pay respects to my father and mother, parents. And also, usually go to sleep after massaging their feet. Unke pair dabakar sota tha. So, when you do something extra for their parents or elders to show your respect, to show something, service to them out of love, the blessings which come from the inner part of their heart are also blessed by the Lord. Because you are following the same thing which Krishna has established. How to love the elders, how to serve the elders. So, I am telling you because he told me and then I recollected that. So, these blessings of the elders are actually invaluable, priceless, amulya hain, and they are helpful in shaping the life of a person in a positive way, and also acts as a umbrella for the protection shield like a, for the person, for their loved one. And I remember very clearly that in my life I have two instances where I was near death. Once at the age of 28, when I had typhoid and two relapses, and I was reduced to just a skeleton. And nobody knows how I was saved. And it took me one complete year to recoup my health. And the other, which happened 3 years back, when suddenly I was diagnosed with sugar, 760 fasting sugar, and PP 865. And the doctor told me, how you are surviving? You must have been in coma. And actually I have went to the doctor in driving myself. How you are standing here? You must be coma. And Manvandana Prabhu told doctor that you could have a stroke at 500 sugar. So how you are surviving? So these are two instances where I feel in retrospect that it is the mercy, it is the blessings of my parents, loved ones, that I am surviving today. And hail and hearty. So coming to the purport, this, so Radhan Maharaj actually in one of the lectures said that you should accumulate as much blessings as possible. This is very important, because that is your greatest wealth. The blessings of the other people are our greatest wealth. We don't have any other thing to depend on except the blessings of the people. So in this purport, this incident must have taken place after the burning of the Khandava forest, since Arjun was now using Gandiva bow and other weapons he has acquired during this incident. Actually, three incidents took place during Krishna's visit, 4 months visit. Actually, yesterday it was, the shloka was that Yudhishthira Maharaj requested Krishna to stay for some time, few months, and Krishna agreed to stay for 4 months of the rainy season, Chaumasa, Chaturmas. So three important things happened during this period, which will be revealed. Actually, Khandava, one is constructions of the Indraprastha during that period, because they took the help of Krishna for construction of the Indraprastha, the burning of the Khandava forest, and marriage to Kalindi. These very three important things happened. So here it is about the Khandava forest. So in brief, I will describe what is this episode of Khandava forest burning. So once it happened that due to excessive offering of ghee in yagna to Agni for many years, he actually got indigestion. And to rejuvenate and to come to his original position, gain strength, he had to actually devour Khandava forest, which contained many, many herbal plants and many animals. Since this forest belonged to Indra, he dare not touch it. Therefore, he approached Krishna for help, because he knew that Krishna is pleased with him. He has given Krishna the gift of Sudarsha Chakra in the past. Therefore, Krishna, was convinced, definitely going to help him. So Krishna obliged him, and Krishna became the charioteer, and Arjun and Krishna both went to the forest, Khandava forest, to help Agnidev to devour that. And because of them, he could actually devour the Khandava forest and regained his strength, original strength. Pleased with that, Agnidev gave certain celestial weapons and things to Arjun. They were the very special Gandiva bow, a set of queer tarkash, jisko bolte hain, with 2 arrows, inexhaustible queers, matlab, you can use as much arrows as you want from that queer, but it had 2 special arrows which cannot be counteracted. 4 white horses and a very wonderful chariot. So these things, as here it is said in the purport, that Arjun already received these celestial weapons because this incident where Krishna and Arjun are going on chariot for hunting as a sport in the forest, Arjun has already received these special celestial things. So here, coming to this verse, once Arjun, the slayer of powerful enemies, donned his armor, mounted his chariot flying the flag of Hanuman, took up his bow and his 2 inexhaustible quivers and went to sport with Lord Krishna in a large forest filled with fierce animals. So we see that it is customary for Kshatriyas to regularly go for hunting as a sport, because not only they have to practice, Arjun is the greatest archer, they have to be in continuous practice of how to use the weapons. And in this particular case, he got a new weapon, Gandiva. So he has to be familiar with that weapon also. We see, we find that if you take the example of Indian Army, they are always doing practices because they have to be in a state of preparedness anytime any calamity can come. So this is the customary for Kshatriyas to go to the forest for hunting so that they are always in the state of preparedness to face any crisis or any situation. So we see that here Arjun and Krishna both are going as a sporting because it is a sport for the Kshatriyas to kill animals. At the same time, the object is to practice how to use the weapon and also to be familiar with the weapons if they got new weapons. So, here Krishna is accompanying Arjun because he is very dear friend. He wanted to be with him because as we have told that Yudhishthira wanted Krishna for 4 years so that they can get his company. But here is the opportunity for Krishna to go alone with Arjun and enjoy his company. And it was not only purpose for Krishna. Actually, he wanted to see the talent, the expertise, the mastery of Arjun to use the weapons. Because Krishna was foreseeing that in future, Arjun has to face very formidable enemies and therefore he should be prepared for that. So he was making an assessment. Actually, if we go to see, every Krishna is the only person who empowers a person. At his sweet will, he empowers a person. At his sweet will, he withdraws his empowerment. So here, it is not that it is Arjun who is doing it. Krishna is empowering him to do certain things in a certain way so that he become perfect to serve his purpose which is going to come through the Kurukshetra war. So this was the purpose he is accompanying Arjun. Also to give company and also to see the expertise and to empower him further to do his job. So this is how Krishna enjoying the company of Arjun. So the main focus today of my presentation is about the friendship, loving friendship between Arjun and Krishna. So we find in Navda Bhakti, 9 processes of bhakti, Shravan Kirtan, Smaran Vandan, Archanam, Padsevanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Arjun is considered to be the highest example of devotional service to Krishna in friendship. So, Nectar of Devotion describes 4 types of friendship, categories of friendship. First is well-wisher, which is Shubhchintak. Second is friend, Sakha. Third is confidential friend, Priya Sakha, and friend, Sakha. Friends, Priya, intimate friend, Priya Narma, which has been named like this. So, we see there's in intimate friendship, all the 3 categories are present. Just like in 5 rasas, Shant Rasa, Dasa Rasa, Sakhya Rasa, Vatsala Rasa, and Shringara Rasa. In Shringara Rasa, all the 4 rasas are present. Similarly, in intimate friends, friendship, all the 3 types of friendship are included. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.3, describing the qualification of Arjun, to receive the transcendental knowledge. Bhakto hime sakha cheti. Krishna himself addresses him, that is my devotee and he is my friend. And therefore, he is making Arjun as his instrument to receive the transcendental knowledge. Again, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 1, Krishna stresses the qualification of Arjun to receive this transcendental knowledge and describes himself as Ansuyave, the person who is non-envious. So the first qualification of friendship is that it is free from envy. This is the first qualification. Then we see, go further, we see in Shantras it is a relationship in neutrality. Then we come to Dasaras, where a devotee establishes a relationship with the Lord as a servant. He is the master, I am your servant, and I am rendering you selfless loving service. But when it comes to Sakharas, both Shant and Dasaras are present. Matlab, the devotee is still rendering loving devotional service to the Lord. But the Lord voluntarily climbed down from his position of master to the position of friend to become equal. And here it is not one side service. It is service from both sides. Lord also renders, reciprocates loving devotional service with the devotee. So in Sakharas, both things are present. They are on the equal platform. Although he is the Lord, but they come on the equal platform and rendering and reciprocating loving service to each other. So we find that there are two important factors for friendship. One is, it should be free for envy. And second, there should be reciprocation of loving service between the two. On these two fundamental principles, all other aspects of the friendship are manifested, like tolerance and forgiveness, like support and cooperation, like this. So, now we come to the point. How thick were their friendship? How close their friendship was? In Nectar of Devotion, there is an incident where it is narration. There is a narration that once Arjun was lying on the bed with his head on the lap of Krishna and talking jokingly with Krishna in great relaxation, enjoying Krishna's company. So this is the nature of relationship. They were so thick, there was no distinction that Krishna is a Supreme Lord and he is his servant. The relationship was equal. They were enjoying like any other friendship, friends. And again we find that Krishna being the Lord, knowing that Krishna being the Lord, Supreme Person, that did not come in the way of friendship of Arjun. In chapter 11, we find that Krishna showed the universal form to Arjun. And Arjun was bewildered. Krishna, Supreme, is the source of everything. Everything is devouring everybody. But Prabhupada very beautifully describes in one of the purport that it did not have any effect on the friendship of Arjun with Krishna. After seeing the universal form and opulence, Krishna manifested before Arjun. Arjun remembered his friendly relationship with Krishna and is asking pardon for his many informal gestures which arise out of friendship. He did not know how many times he may have dishonored Krishna by addressing him, O Krishna, O Yadav, O friend. But Krishna was so kind that he played with Arjun as a friend in spite of such opulences. Such is the transcendental loving reciprocation between devotee and the Lord. For Arjun, having seen the universal form, it did not come in his way. And he did not forget friendly relationship with Krishna. So these are two different aspects. That he is the Lord, but he is also my friend. And that relationship exists there. So, what makes Arjun as the highest example of devotion in servitude, as a friend? And we see this reciprocation, which we have not seen anywhere during the Kurukshetra war. The reciprocation between Krishna and Arjun. Here Krishna is taking a unique position of a charioteer, sarthi of Arjun, serving his own devotee. Because here Arjun becomes a humble instrument in the hands of Krishna to fulfill his purpose. Because Krishna or the Lord descends for certain purpose, which is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4:8. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharm sarvatna sarthaya sambhavimi yuge yuge. So Arjun is actually fulfilling Krishna's two purposes here, for which he is descended. Dharm samsthapanartha, he is establishing the principles of religion, assisting Krishna in assisting the principles of religion. And secondly, he is annihilating the demonic persons, and persons with demonic mentality. So first we try to understand how he is helping Krishna in establishing the principles of religion. So, we find that in chapter 1 up to verse 6 of chapter 2, before the shloka Karpana Doshe, Arjun is talking to Krishna as an intimate friend. He is putting forward all his arguments, what he thinks right, why he should not fight. And Krishna is patiently hearing his friends, what he is saying. But when Arjun becomes bewildered about his duty, then voluntarily he takes the position of a disciple and asks Krishna to give him the right course of action. So here we find, and then Krishna says in chapter 4, Se kale ne mehta yoga nashte parantape. Ke it appears that in due course of time, the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, the ancient knowledge of the relationship with the Supreme Lord, which I have given to the Sun God, Vivavan, seems to have been lost. Now I am giving the same knowledge to you, because you are my friend and my devotee. You are non-envious of me. You are qualified to receive this knowledge. And Krishna and Arjun became a humble instruments in the hands of Krishna to receive that knowledge. The knowledge which was not only for Arjuna, for all times to come, for all people. So this way, he helped Krishna to re-establish the same knowledge which seems to have been lost. So in this way, he acted as a friend to actually achieve the purpose for which he has descended. And the second is that he served the Krishna's mission in annihilating all the demonic persons, persons with demonic mentality and activities. So we find that before that Krishna has killed so many demons personally many, many times. But the final annihilation of the demons and person with demonic mentality came through Arjun. It was the final act where all 64 crores of the people were assembled there. Maharaj once said that it is not that everybody was demon, but all of them have come with some selfish motive to achieve during that for that matlab, because of that war. They come for some selfish motives, and therefore everybody was annihilated except the Pandavas and Kripacharya and Ashwatthama. So he acted in for the purpose of Krishna, for Vinashaya cha Dushkritam, in actually killing all the demons which were left behind after Krishna has killed personally many demons. And the third, Parityanaya Sadhunam, he also established, Krishna himself established this principle, opportunity, to how he protected the Pandavas, how he made the Pandavas regain their kingdom, which was their rightful claim, and thus made and pleased them. So Krishna also fulfilled his part of actually pleasing the devotees and also protecting the devotees. Here also he gave pleasure to Vishnudev, who is also his very great devotee. He is one of the Mahajans. Although he was fighting from the side of Duryodhan, but he also fulfilled his desire by lifting the charioteer and giving pleasure. So he gave, during this war also, he gave pleasure to all his devotees which were present there. So here we see that because of this reciprocation between Krishna and Arjuna during the Kurukshetra war, his position is highest as a servant in friendship, as a servitude, service to Krishna in friendship. Now we want to discuss some examples by which Krishna has established the greatest principles of friendship. So, as we know about the story of Dronacharya and Drupad, Maharaj Prishta and Rishi Bharadwaj were very great friends. So Maharaj Prishta used to go to the ashram of Bharadwaj with his son Drupad. And Drupad used to play with the son of Bharadwaj, Drona. And they used to study together, play together. And this went together for many years. So they become very close friends. And once Drupad told Drona that when I will become a king, I will give half of my kingdom to you after friendship. So in the due course of time, King Prishastha died and he became the king. Rishi Bharadwaj also died and Drona married Kripi, the sister of Kripacharya, and they had a son, Ashwatthama. He was living a peaceful life as a Brahman, but in great poverty actually. But once what happened that his patience was broken. He lost his patience because of some incident. His son Ashwatthama, because of poverty, could not even taste milk in his life. So his friends once made him drink water mixed with the powder of rice, and then started fun of him. So this thing Drona could not tolerate, that how his son is unfortunate because of money, because he is very poor, and these people are making fun of him because of that. So he decided to go to Drupad, who was his old friend, he remembered. So he went there with great confidence that he will help him. But what happened, Drupad did not recognize him as a friend, since Drona was fallen into abject poverty. So what happened that Drupad was intoxicated with opulence and Drona was in utter poverty. So he told him that we may be friends in the childhood, but now there can be no friendship, because friendship is always in between the equals. you, I am so rich and you are so poor. There you can live my friend. You may be having a friend there. So he was very disappointed. This is the nature of friendship in the material world. But Krishna established what is the friendship with this incident with Sudama. Sudama was also his childhood friend. Both studied in the ashram of Sandeep Muni. Krishna became Dwarkadhish and he was still leading the life of in poverty. Although very qualified as a Brahman, with all the Brahmanical qualities, highest Brahmanical qualities. So on the insistence of his wife to go to Krishna for some help, although he did not want any help, he went there. He was in torn clothes. There were more knots than the cloth. Completely during the, he went on foot during the journey. He was completely covered with dirt on the clothes, on his body. And when he reached the Dwarka and Krishna came to know that my friend has come. Krishna left his inner chambers, came running and embraced him, tears flowing from his eyes. And then took him to the chamber and made him seated. He had a dual capacity. He was a friend and also a qualified Brahman. So he worshipped Sudama as if demigods worship the Lord. He worshipped in such a way. So this is how the Krishna establishes the relationship. Again we find in the example of Arjun and Duryodhan and Karna. After, here also Drona is one of the characters. So after that training of was completed for Kurus and Pandavas, he requested Dhritarashtra to have a show of the talents of his disciples. So there was an arena arranged and Arjun displayed his very wonderful feats in that arena. At that time, unknown person enters, who was Karna, and he challenged Arjuna that I can show you feats which are greater than yours. So Duryodhan was looking for that opportunity, that there is somebody who can challenge Arjuna, who was the greatest archer. So he immediately went there, he embraced him, and told him that my whole kingdom is at your disposal and I am ready to help you anyway. But then Kripacharya told him that unless we know your lineage, a Kshatriya is not going to fight with any person who is of lower birth. Then Duryodhan came forward that today I am making you the king of Anga Pradesh. And now he is a king and nobody can object in fighting with him. So this friendship was based. Hindi mein bolte hain, chor chor masera bhai. Mere dushman ka dushman mera dost. This friendship was based on envy, exploitation, selfish motives. It has no basis of real friendship. It was based on as an opportunist. You serve my purpose, I serve your purpose. So ultimately what happened? Because of that unholy alliance, both of them had to be killed. But on the contrary, we see the friendship between when Lord comes as Ram, the friendship between Ram and Sugriv. So they had a common purpose of killing the miscreants and the aggressors who have brought untold miseries in their lives, both in the life of Ram and in the life of Sugriv. Ravan, by deceit, kidnapped Sita and taken her to some unknown place. And Vali, who was a brother of Sugriv, he, without knowing the true facts, without knowing out of his own concoction why Sugriv is sitting on the throne, out of anger, he took away all possessions, the kingdom and his wife also, and banished him from the kingdom. So here both were the victims of the aggression of these persons who were immoral and irreligious. So the friendship between Ram and Sugriv was to kill these miscreants. So here Sugriv said to Ram, they extended their hands and as friendship, and Ram embraced Sugriva. Sugriv said to Ram that from today your happiness is my happiness and your sorrow is my sorrow, and I will left no stone unturned to find Sitaji. And Ram in reply said that, smiled and said that service is the real front of friendship. Here again Ram Chandra ji is describing service is the real front of friendship, that we have to serve each other, and it is my duty to kill Vali, and so that you can regain your wife and kingdom. So therefore when friendship is based on religious principles, for upholding the principles of religion, and in that mood they serve each other, then that friendship is the real friendship. It is not for some selfish motives, but for establishing the principles of religion. So I am telling you one story of Mr. Anil Agarwal, who regularly comes here on Sundays whenever he is here. His friendship very, very educative, instructive. He is one of the richest person of UK, NRI. And in childhood they were going through utter poverty. He used to go with his brothers and sisters to the school, walking 6-7 kilometers on foot. There he had a friend, which he lost after he migrated from Patna, where they were actually. So he was telling that a year or two back, he remembered his friend. And he located him. And he went to that village. We see that when Anil Agarwal comes here, he is such a simple clothes that nobody can think that he is multimillionaire or he is such a rich person. This is how his style is. Very humble in that way. So he went to the village. The village had very narrow lanes. He had to park the car outside, and he went to see his friend, who was a pujari in sub-temple. And then they had some pleasantries, how they are, every family and all that. And then he asked Anil Agarwal, what you are doing? He said, I have some small business, chota mota karobar karta hu. He told that, achha, main chahta hu ki tum apna karobar badhao. In 30-35 years I have accumulated 45,000 rupees. You take from me 45,000 rupees and expand your business. So this is also, it happens in this material world. Their friendship, they remember the friends and they were trying to help each other. This is the only part I know. I don't know the further. So now I come to the last part of my presentation. Sometimes people think that when two persons are of the same views or thoughts or opinions, their friendship can last long. But this is a misconception, because their friendship based on such that we are today have the same concept, same views, it can change any time because of the changing situations. They can differ in their views after some time because the position has changed. And if both are adamant on imposing one's thoughts on other because of ego issues or because of many things, then that friendship will become bitter and is going to break. So this is not actually a fact that when two persons at present have same type of thinking, same type of opinion, same type of behavior, their friendship can last longer. But if the friends have respect for the opinions of each other, then their friendship can last longer because there is understanding. In this material world, everybody has a different opinion. Nobody can have the same opinions. And I want to again give my example with friendship with Mahaprabhu. About 3 years back, we both celebrated our 75th birthday together, celebrations together. And also, we are friends from 1967, and we also celebrated friendship togetherness for 45 years. It was quite a nice function. Maharaj was present there. And Maharaj made a remark that I see that these two persons have conflicting personalities, complete opposite personalities. He is very aggressive, Mahaprabhu is very aggressive, very dominant. And Sahadev Das is very calm, quiet. It is astonishing how that friendship is flourished for 45 years. Because we have understanding between each other. We knew the weaknesses, the strength of each other. We never try to exploit each other. Rather cooperate and support each other. We may have different views. Many times we had different views, but we respected each other's views and try to find something which is suitable. So the main thing is that there should be respect for each other. So this is how we can understand the friendship. So Arjun, no doubt, but how we can have friendship with others in this material world? Two basic things. We should be non-envious. There should be no envy between each other. There should be attitude of service, attitude of understanding each other's problem, and not superimposing one's thought on others. Try to do something which is beneficial for both. So I thought, because there is not much in this shloka, I tried to put forward some thoughts which I thought are relevant, maybe not relevant, which may be of certain help. Sometimes we feel that these sanskars, which seems very simple, are insignificant. But actually, what Krishna established, all these sanskars, whether simple, whether insignificant, are actually very potent if they are performed in the right spirit of respect and love. And the blessings we receive out of that from our elders is actually invaluable. So we have to cultivate those sanskars. We have to cultivate friendship in the mood in which Arjun had with Krishna, in the mood of service, in the mood that we should not be envious of each other. And in this way, our friendship can last long. Hare Krishna. Some thoughts I have put forward. I don't know whether they are